Questions about what is going to happen to our criminal justice system are abounding, because criminal barristers who work for the state are planning to withdraw services over 3 days. This includes the court in Nationwide, where members will be picketing on the 9th of July. The planned withdrawal is an escalation of an action which was taken by barristers all over the country last October. And to find out more about this and find out why they're striking and what it will mean in terms of the orderly working of our criminal justice system, I've got Cian P. Kelly, who is a barrister, with us on the line. Cian, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. How are you? How are you keeping?
I'm very good, very good. You're one of the barristers who will be taking part in this. Are you
yes.
just are you an organisation? Are you a union? Can you have a union, or how does that work?
No, it's basically the Bar Council of Ireland. So pretty much 90-something percent of all barristers in practice as barristers in Ireland are members of the Bar Council. So it's like a central organisation that's based in and around the four courts in Dublin. And it kind of operates the profession, provides the services, the administration, the libraries, things that we need. So we're all part. Often you'll hear the expression people will talk about being a member of the law library. And that's effectively what it is. It's the organization that represents the barrister's profession in Ireland. And then around the country, then there's those of us that live and work on the circuit. So whether our local circuit here is Limerick, Clare and Kerry, and there's a number of us that live here, and that we practice primarily in the courts in Limerick, Clare and Kerry.
Okay, so what are you looking for? What's the problem?
Well, we're very simply, we're just looking that we have the fees that were paid for criminal work restored to the levels that it was before the crash. We're not looking for any increase or anything like that above that. We're simply looking to have the cuts that were taken, that were made on legal aid, removed, and the legal aid restored to what it was at this stage almost 20 years ago.
Okay, now there was a 10% restoration of fees announced in Budget 2023. Is that not right?
Yep.
But that's not...
It was, and that if that effectively dealt with one of the further cuts that was made in 2011. But what it still does is, from where we were in October to where we had been previously, we're effectively talking about a 40% reduction in real terms. And so that 10% doesn't go to restoring to where we were previously. And from what I remember of the others recalled, the FEMPI cuts were the last ones left standing. I think it was actually in the last couple of days, Pascal Donoghue had gone into the Dáil and announced that all the FMP cuts had been undone and were the last ones standing. But one of the things that kind of, from our perspective, is as part of that, and we've always kind of tried to act in good faith, the last thing any barrister ever wants to be doing is standing outside the courthouse, not doing their job, not representing their clients, because that's what we do, that's what we love to do, right? But where one of the things that was promised to us is that the 10% was introduced and it was very welcome in October, but we wanted to pursue, they were saying, like an independent, meaningful kind of binding mechanism just that would deal with the fees paid to us. We were promised that by the minister and nothing has happened since. And even from what we're seeing kind of different discussions that the minister has made at various different stages, saying there should be, if there is no difficulty with this, that they're happy to engage, that they want to engage in this process, they will engage in this process. But when it comes to our sort of representatives trying to engage with the department, we're getting no response and no engagement.
You're getting stonewalled, effectively. Now, this is Cian, this is despite the fact that the Oireachtas Justice Committee last year called for the legal aid fees for you to be restored as soon as possible and as a matter of urgency. They were reviewing the Criminal Justice Legal Aid Bill of 2023 when they made that recommendation, but that also has, you're saying, fallen on deaf ears.
It has. And it's not just the Oireachtas Committee on Justice, it's the DPP, it's the Department of Justice as well. All the other stakeholders in the criminal justice system in Ireland are supportive of this, but we just haven't got the engagement. We don't want to be in Strat. And do you know something, Jerry? We're not even looking for a get. We're not putting a gun to anybody's head and looking for an automatic restoration. What we are happy to do is we want to engage in a process whereby we can come to an agreement with the department, with the government, in relation to the restoration of DCs, but that it's a bona fide sort of arrangement or a process that we're entering into, that it's not going to run on forever, so that it's guaranteed, it's time limited, and that everybody comes into it in good faith. Because I think that's the best, that's the way we want to deal with these things, and this is the best thing, best way to deal with things, so that, like, it's, because there's so many other people that could be affected in this system, like, you know, like we see, like, whether it's not just people that are accused of crimes, it's also the victims of crime, it's their families, it's the families of people involved. There's a whole range of people involved in this process that unfortunately may well be affected by this over the next 3 weeks, and that's something we do not want to do, because as a profession, despite the cuts, we've actually been engaging with these new processes, such as the victim's rights charter, and dealing with how the victim is represented in court and how their views are presented to the court and how they are liaised with. In particular, it's often my colleagues that do the prosecuting that do a lot of that, and these are all extra work that we are doing as part of cases, despite the fact we're doing more work and getting paid less.
Yeah. Okay, how do you respond then to figures which come out, figures from last year that show that, you know, the amount of money being paid to barristers participating in the criminal legal aid scheme have increased due to increased work, effectively? That like last year, I think the scheme was on course to increase by 33% to €38.4 million in 2023 because of the increase. DPP-led prosecution work, and this is after the 10%, or this is even before the 10% increase announced last October.
Well, what that would effectively meant, Jerry, is because there was more judges appointed, more cases were getting on. So the more cases that get on, like, we get paid on this basis. That's the way the system operates. So you get, if you're dealing with a case in Tralee Circuit Court, so the case fee before October was just over €1,100, and it's now just over €1,200. Right, that's the entire preparation of the entire book of evidence going through a case before the Circuit Court in Tralee, and it's approximately then when the case was up and running, and that also covers the first day of the case, and then if the trial goes on subsequently, then you get approximately €560 for each day of a trial, with all the extra work that goes with that. So, like, we get paid on a case by case basis. So, the more work you do, the more you get
paid. The more you earn. Yeah. Okay. How disruptive, Cian, is this going to be, these 3 days, and where will it go from here if you still don't get what you're looking for? How bad could it be for a criminal justice system?
Well, what you have is, and you see, unfortunately, actually, Tralee is going to be an area that's going to be particularly affected, because in other areas, you know, bringing people before the court that might be in custody isn't as big of a situation. But in Tralee, either anybody that's coming before the court that's in custody is either going to come from Limerick or they're going to be coming from Cork. So all those logistics have to be taken in place. You have people that have been lined up for a while now to have their cases on. So people are getting prepared. So there is a knock-on effect. Gardaí will have been scheduled to be attending court on those days. Gardaí will be preparing for those cases. And those are the knock-on effects of the wider kind of criminal justice system. And it delays things, and it's something that we don't want to do. We just want to be going into court, representing our clients, doing the best fun for our clients that we can do every day. That's what we want to do.
Is it 3 days from the 9th of July consecutively, or is it 3 separate days
in
July?
No, it's not. It's actually 3 separate dates. So it's Tuesday the 9th of July, and it's Monday the 15th of July, and it's Wednesday the 24th of July.
Okay. All right. So, Cian, you're hoping you get an answer, and maybe an answer for budget 2025 in October?
Well, we'd hope to get an answer. We'd hope we'd get an answer before next Tuesday. Like we said, if we get confirmation from the department that they're prepared, to engage with us in that process that I described to you in dealing with the fees, then we don't want to go through with this. And if we got that response, then that's fine. It's not even a guarantee we get the pay. We just want to know, right, okay, we're going into this process, there's going to be a review of the work that's done, the new efficiencies that we've brought in as barristers. Just one example, Jerry, when 20 years ago, mobile phones weren't a factor in cases. These days now, mobile phones are a factor in so many cases. And if you upload somebody's phone, that often can be nearly 50,000 pages. That all has to be reviewed. That's new work.
In the context of a case, a huge amount of work as part of the brief. Yeah. Okay, Cian, we're out of time. We'll have to leave it there.